The film Burn After Reading opens this weekend. It's the latest offering by Academy Award winners Joel and Ethan Coen, who have specialized in what are called cult films. It's got our friend Desson Thompson thinking about what elevates or lowers a film to cult status. He's a critic who joins us regularly to talk about films. He's in our studios. Desson, thanks for being back with us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Is it a compliment to call something a cult film, even a cult classic? It does suggest a limited audience.
Well, it suggests an audience that you'd better catch up with if you want to get in on the know, too. So it's kind of the insider circle thing has that appeal. Mm-hmm. But yes, it also has the connotation of, do these people have funny horns on their heads? And do they meet in dark corners?
The people going to the films or the people on screen? A little of both.
A little of both, perhaps, yeah.
What makes a film a cult favorite?
It's an odd pattern. It usually happens that the film does not do well, and then it gets a second life. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a really interesting case. A film that everyone might have heard of called The Wizard of Oz came out in 1939. It didn't make but $3 million when it came out.
I never knew that. It didn't do well when it first came out?
No, it was critically acclaimed, but it wasn't such a huge box office phenom then. But it picked up thanks to television showing it at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And so what the Munchkins want to know is, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
But I've already told you, I'm not a witch at all. Witches are old and ugly.
And so it became part of a cultural lifestyle. And I think that's what happens with cult films. They appeal to us in another group. Big Lebowski, for instance, by the Coen brothers. That appealed to the sort of slacker in us, the guy who wants to sit around on the couch drinking white Russians and wondering about life and sort of feeling that life has swept him by. So it became sort of an odd cult phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So it sort of reaches you on a cultural level rather than necessarily on the entertainment level.
Well, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
When something gets a cult following, people want to know about it. It gets that bigger second audience. What appeals to people, I think, for cult movies is it has this perfectly hermetically sealed world that you can visit at the drop of a controller.
This new Coen Brothers film, Burn After Reading, cult crossover?
I don't think it's either, although it starts off in the spirit of Coen Brothers, which is sort of a crime farce noir in which everyone's caught up in complications. I sort of feel like the tone of it is not quite the same that we expect from Coen Brothers films. It's a bit nastier than usual.
Is that goat cheese?
Chèvre.
Yes, that is a goat cheese.
Because I have a lactose reflux and I can't...
You're lactose intolerant?
Yeah, but I can't.
Or you have acid reflux. They're different things.
I know what they are.
So you misspoke.
Well, thank you for correcting me.
Before, the snideness in a Coen Brothers film was inviting. Mm. John Malkovich makes a comment about, you people, I've always worked with people like you, and this time it's, you know, I hate you people. And it almost feels as if the Coen Brothers are parenthetically talking about mainstream audiences, and which is a lot of us.
What happens when a film goes from being cult to popular? Does it lose some of its appeal for some people?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, there's the inner, I knew this before it was cool kind of club. But I don't imagine that's true with Wizard of Oz, for instance. Obviously, there are those cult movies where it's them versus us. But when it becomes successful, it can lead to a backlash.
Let me ask you about that term success. Is it necessarily dependent on box office now? I'm told, for example, that a film like Blade Runner has become a huge success, but mostly after it left the theater.
Yeah, well, that's a classic recipe for cult success where it builds up in the afterlife. In fact, most movies make more of their money afterwards now.
Well, Desson, always nice to talk to you.
And you.
Film critic Desson Thompson, not just a cult favorite, in our studios.